Senior Story, Someone is Always Watching You. Chapter 6, A New Trick for Buddy. "Slow down, Dantrell," shouted Jamila. She finally caught up with him. "Boy, you run like a rat being chased by a herd of mountain lions." They both laughed as they imagined the scene. "What's the deal?"
"You know, it's him again."
"What happened now?"
"So, everyone's excited about spring break. We're all playing a game of guessing the state capitals, and our team's ahead by 3 points. The rule was that every student had to answer at least one time, so Miss Janice called on you know who."
"Tarek," Jamila said with a sigh.
"Yep, she asked him what the capital of our state was. The easiest question in the whole game.
I ain't saying, is all he said. She was real nice about it, but he exploded out of his seat, broke the chair, and then ran out the door."
Jamila felt bad that the whole class suffered because of Tarek, but she also wondered why he was such a violent person. What does it feel like to have so much hate inside? She shuddered at the thought. They walked along in silence for a while. Then Jamila asked Dantrell if he wanted to help her train Buddy to catch a frisbee.
"He's a year old and still can't do it, but I need help to teach him. You want to come?"
Of course, Dantrell agreed. Any time spent with Buddy was always a good time. And besides, Jamila was a good friend and he wanted to help her succeed. The day was warm and only one lady with her two dachshunds was there. "Good," thought Jamila. "Less distractions for Buddy."
"Here's the plan, Dantrell. You take Buddy on a leash over there by that tree. I'll throw the frisbee and say, 'Catch, Buddy!' As soon as it lands, pick it up and put it in his mouth. Then run back to me. I'll have a treat for him when he gives it to me. Got it?"
"Yep." And off he trotted. What followed was dozens of funny and frustrating attempts. Buddy didn't want to hold the frisbee in his mouth, so Dantrell had to hold it in for him. When he ran, he tripped and fell. Buddy escaped, and Jamila had to lure him away from his two new dachshund friends. After he understood that he was to carry the frisbee to Jamila, he didn't want to give it to her, so she had to pry it out of his mouth. They switched places, and Dantrell threw the frisbee. Finally, on the fifth throw, Buddy powerfully leapt up and caught it mid-air.
"He did it! Buddy, you're awesome!"
They praised him like he was an Olympic champion.